SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Populasi penduduk asli Australia yang kaya dengan keanekaragaman merupakan aspek yang menawan dan menentang kesalahpahaman umum bahwa semua penduduk aborigin dan penduduk pribumi Selat Torres merupakan satu kelompok yang homogen. Dalam kenyataan, masyarakat adat memiliki mosaik budaya, bahasa, gaya hidup, dan struktur kekerabatan. Memahami dan merayakan keberagaman yang luar biasa ini tidak hanya mencerahkan, tetapi juga penting ketika berinteraksi dengan komunitas aborigin dan penduduk pribumi Selat Torres untuk membina hubungan yang tulus dan membangun hubungan yang bermakna. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Yumi Oba. Masyarakat adat Australia mempunyai hubungan mendalam dengan tanah dan negara mereka yang merupakan hal mendasar bagi identitas dan rasa memiliki mereka. Untuk memahami sepenuhnya hubungan ini, kita harus mengakui keragaman yang ada dalam komunitas First Nations. Aunty Munya Andrews adalah seorang tetua aborigin dari Bardi Country di wilayah Kimberley, Australia Barat. Ia mengatakan salah satu tempat terbaik untuk memulai adalah peta pribumi Australia.
We invite people to take a look at that because there's about 500 nations that are on that map. So just at a glance, people can just see how diverse we are here in Australia. People don't realize to look at that and go, oh, I didn't realize there were so many groups, which there are, so many nations, of course. Each nation has its own language or shares a common language with another. But so that's an awful lot of languages, an awful lot of nations.
Aunty Munya adalah seorang penulis, pengacara, dan salah satu direktur dari Evolve Communities, menekankan bahwa pentingnya pemahaman satu ukuran tidak cocok untuk semua ketika terlibat dalam masyarakat adat dan membangun hubungan yang bermakna.
It's not a case of one size fits all. You've got to be aware of this regional and local diversity and shape your policies and frameworks and programs around that diversity.
Carla Rogers adalah pendukung warga pribumi yang bekerja sangat dekat dengan Aunty Munya. Ia menambahkan bahwa pengetahuan tentang keberagaman ini sangat penting untuk memahami sejarah bersama Australia dan mengamati kesenjangan antara masyarakat pribumi dan non-pribumi masih ada hingga saat ini.
When Australia was first colonized and ongoing, it's the lack of awareness of this diversity that has been the core to our problem, many of our problems that exist now. Seeing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as one homogenous group and not acknowledging this rich diversity has meant that, for example, the missions, people have been lumped together, they weren't allowed to speak language, and in some cases people may not have been able to speak to each other because they had different languages.
Tergantung dari negara mana asal Anda, bahasa, budaya, cara hidup, dan struktur hubungan keluarga berbeda. Demikian pun dengan seni mereka. Berikut ini penjelasan dari Aunty Munya.
I can tell just looking at Aboriginal art. I know exactly which area of Australia it comes from. It's that particular. Most people associate dot painting with Aboriginal culture, but that's just one nation. When you look to Bardi people, my people, we're saltwater people. Our art is very much similar to other islanders around the world in that they're geometric paintings which depict the waves, and it's not dot painting at all.
Aunty Munya mengatakan bahwa masyarakat adat adalah pakar dalam hal multikulturalisme.
People think that it's a new thing, but my people have been dealing with multiculturalism for thousands of years. We've learned to interact with the other Aboriginal groups, learn to speak some of the different languages, but we've had to learn to interact with people that have different customs, different protocols and whatnot. So I always say to people, we are the experts in multiculturalism. And I think government especially needs to come more to First Nations peoples to show them how to do it better.
Dr. Mariko Smith adalah seorang wanita Yuin keturunan Jepang. Ia adalah kurator museum, sosiolog visual, dan sejarawan. Ia menjelaskan bahwa ia menghadapi banyak tantangan ketika tumbuh dewasa karena kurangnya kesadaran yang luas akan keragaman yang melekat dalam komunitas First Nations.
Being someone who visibly looks of, you know, not white and also Asian as well, it was one thing to be seen as Asian in a predominantly white community and all the sort of racism that comes with that. But then when I say that I'm also Aboriginal, that I think takes it to the next level in terms of scrutiny and also discrimination.
Ia mengatakan banyak warga Australia saat ini masih memegang gambaran dan gagasan stereotip tentang masyarakat adat.
There are particular stereotypes and narrow perceptions about what is Aboriginality, who is an Aboriginal person. People are influenced very much around, you know, historical works and books and things that focus on, for example, skin color and sort of level of civilization. People who think that they haven't met an Aboriginal person in their life before, but I believe chances are they would have. It's just, you know, they wouldn't have conformed to people's stereotypes and conceptions.
Dr. Smith mengatakan Australia perlu mengakui dan merangkul keberagaman ini agar benar-benar inklusif.
We need to break out of these sort of stereotypes where they're so limiting. If you're thinking about, you know, Aboriginal people in very sort of simplistic ways, then there's only really simplistic solutions. It's such a complex and diverse concept that requires comprehensive and diverse solutions and thought as well. So there's a lot of misunderstanding, lack of interest, feeling uninformed in the community.
Carla Rogers mengatakan, ketika masyarakat non-pribumi tidak memahami keberagaman ini, itulah saatnya orang bisa melakukan kesalahan.
When we don't understand that diversity, that's when, as an ally, for example, we can make mistakes. That's when we can say something that could be very hurtful and based on a stereotype, something that could be potentially racist, but generally something that's hurtful and it's a barrier to understanding.
Oleh sebab itu, ia mengatakan bahwa kita harus mencari tahu tentang negara tempat Anda berada dan budayanya, seperti Anda lakukan jika bepergian ke Eropa.
Like you probably would do at home or any time you're traveling, is find out about, oh, whose country am I traveling through? Learning more about the languages in that area. And it's quite easy to do. You can just do an internet search or something to find out, you know, whose country, or you can have the map of Aboriginal Australia. So when you're traveling through Australia, just say you were going from anywhere on the coast, on the east coast. If you're traveling more than 2 hours, say from Sydney, then you're passing through a different country.
Anti Munya mengatakan bahwa Dewan Pertanahan Aborigin Lokal dan Dewan Lokal Anda dapat memberikan wawasan yang lebih mendalam.
Various land councils around the country. They're a good starting point to, you know, make contact with them and ask questions of them as well. They're very good at letting people know. And interestingly, so are just your local councils as well. They've really come on board now, and most of them are familiar with who are the traditional owners and can at least direct you to the right people.
Dan itu akan berguna menambah wawasan diri Anda sendiri.
Learn as much as you can. Engage especially with First Nations peoples. There's no need to be afraid. Just introduce yourself. Go along to community events. As people begin to see you as a regular visitor, you'll find that they'll open up and may start calling you by your names once you've introduced yourself. But it's just like being brave enough to take that step to get to know your First Nations peoples and develop friendships. It does take time.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang keberagaman penduduk asli Australia yang mungkin berguna untuk diketahui oleh para non-pribumi untuk memahami budaya bangsa-bangsa First Nation lebih dekat. Rangkuman itu disusun oleh Yumi Oba untuk Australia Explained dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.